כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
So Baruch Hashem, this morning I was a Sandek, and a Sandek could give brachas, a Sandek to a grandson. Baruch Hashem, this morning we had a bris of a grandson, and I very much hope, Noled ben Zocha neslap bekol ha-mishpocha. So first I want to give a bracha to all my dear Talmidim, and anybody listening to the shiur, we should only share besoides tovus, and I want to ask all of you, please daven, throw in a kapitel Tehillim for my mother, who is not doing very well. She's in the hospital and she needs chasdei shomayim. So the Torah we learn today is Refuah Shleima Lamoras Fratel Bat Leah. Kodesh Baruch Hu should send her Refuah Shleima, and we very much hope and daven she should be well and still have Arichas Yomim Vishonim. And I ask you to please take note of the name and daven for her. This week is Parshas Lech Lecha. We start the story of the Jews. First two Parshias in the Torah, Bereishis and Noach, deal with the giants of yore, Odom Arishon and Noach. But our story starts with Avraham Avinu, first and foremost amongst the Oves HaKadoshim. And these Parshias are what Chazal described, Perek Hei Masechet Tovos, Asora Nesiones Nisnas Avraham Avinu Va'omad Bekulam. And one of them is Mitzvahs Mila. And today we will be discussing Mitzvahs Mila in circumstances which might be a sakona for the child. So in Yevomis Samech Dalet, in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Beis, in various different sources in Shas, it is clear that you do not perform Mitzvahs Mila if it might jeopardize the life of the child. Tinoik shemeso echov machmes mila, machloikis Rebbe v'Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, is two times enough to be koveya chazaka, or three times. But everybody agrees, a child whose brothers died after mila, we do not do circumcision to that child, because pekuach nefesh overrides mitzvahs mila. And in Shabbos and in Chulin, the Gemara says, if a child seems to be very green, his skin, or red, then we wait, because we do not ever jeopardize the life of a child to perform Mitzvahs Mila. When the Rambam brings this halacha, in Sof Perek Aleph of Hilchos Mina, and I'm reading the Rambam, a gewaldige chiddush, ein malim elo vlad she'en bo shum choli, shesakonas nafoshes doiches hakol, ואפשר למול אחר זמן, ואפשר להחזר, נפש אחס מייסו לעולם. So the Rambam says, why do we not do mila when the child is בסכונה? ואפשר למול לאחר זמן. And many of the גדוי לאחרונים understood that the Rambam as if stipulates, it is only because אפשר לא מלי אחר זמן. We could postpone the mila, and therefore why put the child's life in jeopardy? Mashma medivre Rambam, if we would not have the opportunity to do mila without jeopardizing the child's life, we would do mila immediately. How does that fact fit in with the basic aloha, pikuach nefesh doicha, kol ha-mitzvah shebetoya? So before I share with you my opinion, which I think is emes and pashtus, I want to briefly mention some of the drochim of gedoy le'achroinim. And this brings us to the fundamental sugi in Yumed Av Pei Hei. How do we know that Pikuach Nefesh is Dorcha Kol HaMitzvah Shebetoyra? And the Gemara brings kamo v'kamo, various different approaches from Gedoy LaTanoim, and the climax, the punchline is Shmuel, first generation of Amiroi Bavel, where Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says, V'chai behem, Eilat Boro Mashiach Oysim Odom, V'chai behem V'lo Ishi Yomis behem. And the Gemara says, Kilius lepercha lebar bedishmor. All the other approaches, all the other explanations have a problem besides Shmuel. The Chasam Soife Yoredei Reish Memhei wants to explain the Rambam according to Reb Shimon ben Menasya. But the problem is, as the Chasam Soife himself notes, Ein halachik Reb Shimon ben Menasya ele kishmuel. So why would the Rambam give us a halacha which is not lahalacha. What does Reb Shimon ben Menasya say? How do we know pikuach nefesh is doicha kol ha-mitzvah shebetoyra v'shomru b'nei yisrael eis ha-shabas la-sois es ha-shabas chalel olav shabas achas kedei sheyishma shabos es harbe. That is a very well-known svara of Reb Shimon ben Menasya, the source in Yuma Pehei, and also a Masechet Shabbos. The understanding of the Chassam Sofer is, we cannot be Mechana Shabbos only to give the child or the person opportunity to be Mekayim, this very same mitzvah, on a greater scale. And that is Chalal Orav Shabbos HaSkedei Sheyish Meshabos HaSarva. It is also the understanding of Agos HaRashash on this path. It is only he should be able to be Mekayim Shabbos es Harba, that we are Mechalal and violate Shabbos Achas. So the Chassam Sofer says in the same way, Batel Olav Mila Achas Kedei Sheyiskalakayim Milois Harbe. If you are be Mekayim Mrs. Mila right now, the child might die in a few minutes, in a few hours, in a few days, but he won't have very long, very much time to be Mekayim Mitzvah Smila. If you wait till he is well, and you do Mila then, he could be Mekayim Mitzvah Smila for 100 years. And that is what the Rambam says, Efshalom Aliyachar Zman. If not Efshalom Aliyachar Zman, we would not be Mevatla Mitzvah Smila for Pikuach Nefesh, because it is only Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheyish Meshabos Es Harba. So this pshat has two huge problems. First of all, why would the Rambam write anything based on Reb Shimon ben Menasya when the Gemara says Kuli Yisla Percha, and the halacha is V'chai Ben V'loy Sheyomis Ben? Even according to Reb Shimon ben Menasya, I think it's a gewaldige doichik to say pshat that it is only Shabbos for Shabbos, Mila for Mila. No, it doesn't make sense. The Gemara says Yom Pehei Yom Adalef. Chayisho means hours, days, minutes. So there is no Kedei Sheyish Meshabos Asar Ben Afar Piken where Mechal and Shabbos. Kama Rochei Kloima, that this fundamental assumption where Mechal and Shabbos for Chayisho is not according to Reb Shimon ben Menasya, and he disagrees. No, very unlikely. I think everybody agrees, no matter what the source is, that we're Mechal HaShabbos for Chayisho. So how would we deal with Mitzvah Matzah, Chol HaShiyesh B'Sakona? Would we say, only if doctors assume he has at least 2 years to live? Batel Olav Matzah Achas, Kedei Sheyish Bo Matzahs Harba, Miyot Rabim Shnayim. So if a doctor says he's sickly, he's terminally ill, and he also will be putting his life in jeopardy if he eats matzah, he doesn't have 2 years to live. He's terminally ill. He has weeks, months, a year. So would we say he needs to eat matzah even though he might die? Because we can't say, chalalol of matzah achas kedei sheyishma matzah yisarba, at least 2 years. Lanias daiti, no. Chassam Sofer and the Rishash, Lanias Daiti, Ketalma de Dan of Neira Boisa Bakaka, even Reb Shimon Menasya doesn't mean Shabbos Ois Harba. Mitzvah Ois Harba, he doesn't mean Shabbos Ois Harba. And that is also the problem with the second shot. Chuvis Beis Yitzchok, Megadoyle Galitzi Reb Yitzchok Shmal Kasyur De Esam and Tzadik. His interpretation is based on Reb Elozer ben Azaria. What does Reb Elozer ben Azaria say? How do we know Pikuach Nefesh Doche Kol HaMitzvahs? Kal V'choyim Memile. Uma mila shein ele be'evor achas is doiche Shabbos pikuach nefesh kol gufo is a chal v'choyim doiche Shabbos pshuto shel inyan pashtus. Reb Elozer ben Azaria means mila is tikkun evor for the shleimus of one evor, one mechal Shabbos kal v'choyim to salvage a person's life, to save his whole body and his whole life. But Rashi says, Tikkun Evar means if one doesn't do Mila, it's Chayev Koras. So in a way, it's like Pikuach Nefesh. Rabbeinu Chananel, on the spot, Rabbeinu Chananel has a similar approach. And he quotes the Pasuk in Parsha Shemais, Vayhi Bederech B'Moloin, when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't perform Mitzvah Mila with his son, and the angel wanted to kill the boy, And Vetikach Sapoyt Esatzor, Vetichas Esoros Bana, Veyorof Mimena. So she saved his life by doing Mitzvah Mila. So according to Rashi Rabbeinu Hananel, the reason that Mila is Derech Shabbos in a way is because it is similar to Pikuach Nefesh, once again. Ein Aloche Kereb Rosa Ben Azaria. And even in accordance to Aloche Ben Azaria. It is only B'derech Remez, B'derech Drash. If we say Mila is not Derech Shabbos, then the child's life is in no sakana. The sakana is only because he violates a mitzvah. But if that is the halacha, Mila and the Derech Shabbos, then we gotta wait for Sunday. Nothing will happen. This is his mitzvah. So the pshat of the Besisuk is also, Eino Mesiyashav Alev. Avninezi Yoredeshin Chovav. His pshat is so complicated, I won't even try to share it with you. You could look it up. Shin Chavov Beikar Ois Yud Beis Chuvas Avne Nezer Yoradeya. Number four is the son of Avne Nezer, Shemesh Mor, Ala Torah Pasha Semer, beings in his father's name. The Gemara in Gittin Nun Zayin, Amid Beis, Ki Olecho Horagnu Kol Hayoim Ze Mitzvahs Mila. So the Shemesh Mor says, Mila is a sakona. It is always a sakona. Ki Olecho Horagnu Kol Hayoim. V'yafor Piken Bo'och Echai V'rechmona. The Torah says, you gotta do Mila even though it's a sakana. So, we perform Mila regardless of the sakana. So even if there's additional sakana, we still need to do mitzvahs Mila. So the only reason not to jeopardize the child's life is efshaloch aliyachar zman. If we could be mekayim the mitzvah without putting his life in danger, that is definitely preferable. But if we could not be mekayim mitzvah aliyachar zman, without putting the child's life in jeopardy, we would do Mila Miyad, regardless of the sakana, because that is the mitzvah's Mila. So I want to make two comments. I think Pashtus Kavonas Gemara is not that Mila is a sakana, but rather Chazal stressed the Mesiras Nefesh of Klal Yisrael in every generation. So many times in our tortured history, there were Gzeiras, always against Mitzvahs Mila. The Romans and the Greeks and the Persians and the Bolsheviks and the Nazis. And Jews were always Moisei Nefesh on Mitzvahs Mila. That is what Chazal mean. Ki olecho horagnu kol hayoim. But I do remember Rashi. Rashi says no. Rashi says sometimes a child might die as a result of Mila. And afal pi ken ki olecho horagnu kol hayoim. But I still would argue no. That is extremely uncommon. It is not defined halachically as a sakona. And even if it would be defined as a sakona, like the Sam Sofer writes in Simen Reish Mem Hei, and I'll get to the Sam Sofer in a few minutes, we will still say the Torah is mechayev mitzvahs mila regardless of the minimal sakona it might incur. But when there is an additional reason for a sakona, the child is ill, meisa echov machmas mila, that's different. In that case, we would say Pikuach Nefesh overrides Mitzvahs Mila. So all these Achrayim understood the Rambam, that the Rambam actually means to say the only reason that we are not mal a child who is ill is because Efshalom Aleich Hazman. If not for Efshalom Aleich Hazman, we would do Mila and disregard the Sakana, ignore the Sakana. So I want to say two Pirushim in accordance to their understanding. But then I will explain that my understanding is fundamentally different. What I would say, Aliba de Achroinim Hanal. I come back to the same tshuva in Chasam Sofer. He has another comment in Reish Mem Hei. The Chasam Sofer says, on the same Gemara in Gittin, Ki Olech Horagnu Kol Hayoim Ze Mitzvahs Mila. Mila, in biology, in medicine, is a sakona for the child. And after Piken, we have a mitzvah of Mila. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shoymer Umatzil Yaldei Yisrael. And it's a Shmire de Le'elo. It is above and beyond the realm of nature and medicine. This gula of mitzvah Mila and this great mitzvah safeguards the child. Mekol Machalo, Mekol Nezek, Mekol Tekola. And that is the understanding of the Chasam Sofer, Ki Olecho Horagnu Kol Hayoim. So maybe the Rambam maintains, even if there is an additional sakona, it's the same Shemira. and we could rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to safeguard the child, that Mila should not cause him, Chas V'Sholem, to die. So that is why the Rambam says, it is only because Avshalom Aliach Hazman, without any sakana, that we wait. The other thing I would say, recently I spoke about this, the Avnei Nezer has a gewaltige kasha, and a halacha that we all are familiar with, the Gemara Nivomis, and it's at the beginning of Avnei Nezer. Person married a wife, she bared no children for 10 years, he needs to divorce her and marry another wife. It is not minag ha'olam, but that's not our topic today. This is not the halacha we're to discuss. I just bring this halacha because of the Avnei Nezer. So Avnei Nezer has a gewaltige kasha. So the Avnei Nezer, many times they say with a touch of humor, had a split personality. In the most positive way, not Chas V'Sholem, in a negative way. On one hand, he was a Hasidish Rebbe, the head of a Hasidic dynasty, the Sochid Shel Rebbe. On the other hand, he was one of the greatest Gedolim of his generation. Not only an unbelievable Gadol, he totally altered and changed course. The Derech HaLimud in Poland, he totally changed. So the kasha is a kasha of the Avnei Nezer, the teretz is a teretz of the Sochid Shel Rebbe. So what am I talking about? Person married a wife, after 10 years, he needs to be mekayim prior vio, so he needs to divorce his wife and marry another. Simetov reish nun vav shulchan och arachayim, the shulchan och says, ein odem chayev lebas v'zhoin l'av l'mitzvahs. You are not required to spend a lot of money to perform a mitzvah. And Minchas Osher Klali HaMitzvos is a brilliant discussion. So how much money do we need to spend? That's not our topic today. But the Avnei Nezer asked such a poshut kasha, I wonder why nobody asked it before him. Is your wife worth less than $1,000 or $2,000 or $10,000? Really? Person doesn't need to spend a lot of money on a mitzvah. Why does he need to divorce his wife to perform a mitzvah to say, is she less worthy than a few $1,000 than Hoyin Rav? The Avnei Nezer answers, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch HaLechaim Tov Reish Nun Vav deals with Lulav and Esrog. You had the mitzvah a year ago. Bezrat Hashem, we hope to perform the mitzvah again a year later. But not to be mekayim a mitzvah all your life is different. Because the Mekabolim say that if you miss any mitzvah in one gilgal, you have to come back to the world again to be mashlim. Because ultimately a person needs to be mekayim all tariyag mitzvahs. So in order not to come to this world once again, you need to spend everything, even give a get to your wife. So, if he won't marry another woman, obviously he will never be mekayim the mitzvah all his life, and that's different. I samachroinim say the same yisod without speaking about gilgulim, and it's a svara pshuta. There's a difference between bitul mitzvah to say once in your lifetime and bitul mitzvah to say all your lifetime. So maybe, in order not to be mevatel mitzvah mila all your life, we would put our lives in danger. So it is only because Avshalom Aliach Hazman. So I dealt with 6 different interpretations. But now let me tell you what I really feel about this Rambam. Lo yolo al datoi shel Rambam, to say the reason we do not do mila when a child's life is in sakona is because Avshalom Aliach Hazman. No, it is because Skones nefoshes doiches hakal. I want to read the Rambam again. Ein malen elo vlad she'ein bo shum choyli shesakones nefoshes doiches hakal. Period. Then the Rambam says, ve'efshalocha la'achar zman ve'efshalach ze nefesh achas miyisrael yoylam. Let us note, the Rambam doesn't write mishum she'efshalocha li'achas zman. He doesn't write mepnei she'efshalocha. It is not a reasoning, it's not the rationale, it's just a statement. Sekonis nefoshes doiches hakol ve'efshar lamul la'achar zman. Ve'efshar. And I think it's so poshut, because what are the sakonas? What are the sakonas? Tinuk shu yorek, tinuk shu odoim. The Rambam brings these halachas in the very same halacha. And the Gemara says, we wait. Yepel dam, yepel baydam, yevlo baydam. Even tinuk shemeso echov machmas mila, the Rambam writes, mamtinen lo ad shiyigdal v'yeschazek koichoy. So the Rambam just explains, why put a child's life in jeopardy? First of all, skonis nevos doichas akal. Secondly, shalom uriachas man. The Rambam was a doctor, and he knows of no condition in which we could say we never could do mitzvah mila. So the Rambam merely says, ve'efshar lochal leachas man. Ein kol mokoim ledayek memenoi, that if not efshaloch elachas man, we would do mila now and put the child's life in jeopardy. However, the Bais Yosef ki'ilu, just to make me frustrated, the Bais Yosef is matak loshon Rambam, and he changes one letter, al api val chamosi, reish samach gemasif aleph. The Bais Yosef in Shulchan Aruch is matik loshon Rambam, but instead of writing ve'ef shalom aliyachas man, the Shulchan Aruch says she'ef shalom aliyachas man, and that has somewhat a different connotation, a different mashmois. It does indicate mepnei she'ef shalom aliyachas man, but the Gaon on the spot says yiseru mizi. It is not only mishum she'ef shalom al sekonas nafoshes doichas hakal. And once again, I want to make this point, because to me, it's such a poshut, a convincing argument. Tinuk shemesu echov machmas mila. Some Rishonim say we never circumcise the child. But the Rambam clearly says, Ashi yagdil v'yeschazek koichoy. So the Rambam, especially being one of the greatest physicians of his time, just says, why put a child's life in danger? If you wait, you could do mila without any sakon. But that is just an addition. And that's why the Rambam writes, ve'ef shalom aliyachas man. But the basic, the fundamental reasoning of this halacha is, sakon es nefoshes doriches ha'akor. Darkoi shel Rambam, and whoever learns a lot of Rambam is familiar. Many times the Rambam is Moisef Tam Vitavlin, even in a Gezeiras HaKosov. What the Rambam primarily means to say, nothing is final in our lives besides death. Yi efshel ahachsiya nefesh achas miyeslo leolam. And that is why pikuach nefesh is doicha hakal. So let me once again just briefly explain. In my opinion, the Rambam doesn't at all mean to say that the reason Sakonas Nefoshes is Doicha Mila is because and only because Efshaloch Aliyachas Man. No, it is because Sakonas Nefoshes is Doicha Sakal. So the Rambam just means to say Efshaloch Aliyachas Man, especially Rambam Lishitosoi. That is the fact. That is the Metzias. That is the medical, biological reality. Efshaloch Aliyachas Man. And that is why it's a Pshitas. Why put this child's life in jeopardy? Oy de rega adabero, and this is number 8, and it's also emes ledati, emes laamitoi. I want to retract and say, okay, I will accept the fundamental understanding of the achronim. Why do we wait? Because we could wait. Ef shalom aliyachas man. However, the Rambam writes this halacha in a certain context. Ein malen elo vlad she'en bo shum choli. Why is that? Recently, I am very troubled by an interesting phenomena. We're living in a firm world, and sometimes the baby has a medical issue, and the family asks the doctor, could we do mila or not? And that is a terrible mistake. The Rambam writes, Ein malen elo yeled she'en bo shum choli. Doctors have nothing to say. Yes, we ask a doctor, is the child ill? Does he have a medical condition? If he does, ein malen elo vlad she'en bo shum choli. That is a halacha. And in this mitzvah, more than in any other, Chazal go to the extreme in Sekonas Nefoshos and Pikuach Nefesh. Why is that? By Yom Kippur, do we say, Kol mi sheyesh lo shum choli, eats on Yom Kippur? Of course not. We ask doctors. That is in Siman Tov Reish Yud Ches, Hilchos Shabbos. Do we say, anybody that has a medical condition is Mechal Shabbos? Of course not. We ask doctors. Hilchos Shabbos Shin Chof Ches. So why, when it comes to Mila, the Rambam says, Ein Malan Elo Vlad Shembo Shum Choli, why don't we ask doctors? No, we don't ask doctors. By Mila, more than by Shabbos and more than by Yom Kippur, Chazal go to the extreme. If a child has any medical problem, any illness, any medical condition, we don't do Mila. Masam b'chol yom. By me, the doctors say, we don't see any reason you can't do a bris, and I say, the child is ill, we don't do the bris. So why are we machmebor by Mila, ben by Shabbos, by Yom Kippur? Ef shalom or liachar zman. So you're not even mevatel a mitzvah in its entirety. You are mevatel Mila b'zmana, but it's not bitul mitzvahs Mila. And that is why tinoik sheyesh lo shum choli, even if the doctors would say no sakona at all, we wait. And that is where the Rambam says, Ef shalom aliyach hazman. So I addressed and suggested two different interpretations of the Rambam, and I think both are emes v'nochon v'yatzif. If a person does do mila for a child, even though he's not allowed to do so because he's jeopardizing the child's life, was he belkayim mitzvahs mila? This is a broad and general question. When a person performs any mitzvah, and by performing the mitzvah, he puts his life in danger. Does he have a mitzvah? Both say, if a person eats matzah, and he puts his life in danger by eating matzah, the brocha that he said is a brocha levatola, because he doesn't have a mitzvah. This might be because of mitzvah bo b'aveira. However, there's an amazing Rashi. A child was born bekenishta de moin. Rabbi Yochanan paskened afal pisha meso echov machmes mila. We should do the bris, and they did the bris. And Abaye said kishores isura v'sakanta. You violated two halachas, two mitzvahs. First of all, you put a child's life in jeopardy, and that's an aveira. Lo yisamad adam riyachov v'nishmarta moid le'nafshasechem. Chilul Shabbos as well. Because if you're endangering a child's life by Mila, it's like Mila Shalai Bismana V'yeinoi Doiche Shabbos. This is an amazing svar of Rashi. He doesn't say it's not a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. Because after all, the child is 8 days old. But it's like Mila Shalai Bismana She'einoi Doiche Shabbos. Mila Shalai Bismana is a mitzvah. Einoi Doiche Shabbos. The same Mila, when a child's wife might be in danger. So on one hand, it's Meduyek Farashi, it is a mitzvah. Why don't we say mitzvah bo b'aveira? Oh, many reasons. But we're not dealing today with the sigah of mitzvah bo b'aveira. I find this Rashi to be an amazing chiddush. Like Mila Shalai Bizmano, what's the kesher? What is this comparison? If the child's life is a kon, it's an aveira, it's not a mitzvah. Obviously, on one hand, Rashi feels there is a mitzvah. But only Mila, which is a chiyuv in this given day, is Derech Shabbos. And that is why Mila Shalai Bizman in Derech Shabbos. Doesn't necessarily need to be in Shabbos. And that is why when there's a sakon, it's not Derech Shabbos. Because not only don't you have a chiyuv to be mal on this day, you are prohibited from being mal on this day, and that is why it can't be Deuche Shabbos. And this brings me to a fascinating tshuva in Shas Tshuvas Minchas Osha Chelek Gimel Siman Ayin Ches. What is the din of a non-Jew Shemesu Echov Machmes Mila? And today we understand what's the problem of Mesu Echov Machmes Mila, what doctors didn't know thousands of years ago. Hemophilia. And that is a sickness, an illness in which one's blood doesn't clot. And even a minor wound could cause the demise of a person. He could bleed to death. And that is Mesu Echov Machmes Mila. A non-Jew wants to be Megayer, but the doctors say circumcision will put his life in danger. Reb Zalman Sorotzkin in a Sefer Hazanayim LaTorah tells a story. I came to visit Reb Chaim Oysa and he was very annoyed. And he told me that a Mechaber asked him for a skum and a Sefer. And he writes that a guy whose life might be in danger by Mila could be Mezgaya without Mila, V'dinoi Ki'isho, just like a woman becomes a Giyoris by Tefillah alone, the same a man, but he can't do Mila because he's putting his life in danger, then he becomes a Ger with Tefillah. And Reb Chaim Oysa said, I was Moicha, it's a terrible mistake. He's a Oral, and without Mila he can't do Geiris. So what could he do? He can't do anything. His only option is to be a good guy, Mechasida Umis Oilam, and they have Sechal Yoilam Habba. So Reb Zalman Sorotzkin doesn't share with us who was that Mechaber. Maybe he didn't know. Maybe Reb Chaim Oysa didn't tell him. But Rav Waldenberg, Tzitz Eliezer, Tezvav, Sif Aleph, does share the story. Two Svarim deal with this question, Chazon Lamoed and Ois Bris. Ois Bris is number one. He was one of the great Hungarian Rabbonim. And he writes in his Sefer, and the same in the other Sefer that I quoted, that a Nanshu, who was a hemophilic patient, and his life might be endangered by Mila, could be Megaya with Tefillah alone. And in his Hakdama he writes that I visited Reb Chaim Oysa, asked him for a skum, and he was angry about my psak, and he said, take it out. And the Mechaber writes, I apologize, I didn't take it out because I couldn't. Because when I came to the printer, he showed me that the Sefer is already printed. And therefore, Moiser Moidoa Ani, and he writes in the beginning of his Sefer, I retract my psak, because Reb Chaim Oysa disagreed with me. And therefore, please disregard what I wrote in my Sefer. So the Mechaber was very ehrlich and very honest, and he did exactly what Reb Chaim Oysa asked him to do. Ketalmid hadan lefnei raboisa bekarka. To me, it's not a milsa de pshita. It might depend on a machloikis Rashi Ramban and Yevom is dafayin. Tinoik shemeso echov machmas mila. Does he have a din of a orel? Is he entitled to eat truma and korban pesach? These are prohibited to a orel. Rashi says he is a orel, and he's also betruma, also be pesach. The Ramban says no. If he cannot do mila because he might die, then he doesn't have a din of orel at all. And mutar lechol betrume vebepesach. According to the Ramban, I would see powerful argument. He's not an oral, and if he's not an oral, he becomes a ger with tvila. Just like nichras hagid, if a person had an accident and he doesn't have the aver of mila by accident, he becomes a ger with tvila. According to the Ramban, the same would apply. But Rashi, according to Rashi, Reb Chaim Oysa is right. He's an oral, and he's an oral. He can't become a Jew without Mila. Adayin yesh la'ayin. What I share with you now, I wrote decades ago. I don't remember whether it was a bohor or a younger man. Yesh la'ayin begeder milas gerus. Most of the Shoinim maintain that a bezin is only ma'akav by tefillah, and tefillah comes after Mila. Yesh la'ayin b'milas geiros. Mila and tefillah, are they both the same? And both are essentially ma'asei geiros. Ein ha'odam nechnas lebris elo al yedei mila v'tefillah. Or maybe no, totally different approach and interpretation. Geiros is tefillah, but just like every Jew needs to be mohul Every goy that wants to be a Jew needs to be mohel. What opens the gates is tefillah. But before we open the gate for you, you need to show that you did milah. A person that's an orel, we don't let him in. So the milah is just an introduction to tefillah. What is etzem ageiris is tefillah. Milah is like a condition, it's like a stipulation. As long as you're an oral, you can't get in. We don't let you in. Just like every Jew needs to be circumcised. Every guy that wants to become a Jew first needs to do circumcision. And only when he's not an oral, he could ask, please let me in. And that is tefillah. If milah and tefillah both have the same weight and both significance, then Reb Chaim Moisel is right. You cannot do milah because it's a sakana. But as long as you're an oral, you can't get in. Because without milah, you can't become a ger. That is what makes you a ger. But if milah is just a condition, then there's room to argue. If I would be a Jew, I wouldn't need to do milah. So why do you expect a guy to do more than you expect of a Jew? If a Yid is potem a milah when it put his life in danger, we should use the same standard to a goy. Why would we require a goy to do what we would not expect of a Yid? But that is only if milah is not essentially a part of the geiris, but a precondition to geiris. I was surprised to find in Sefer Minchas Soilis, who was the Minchas Soilis? Reb Teva LeDukla, that is what he was known in Galicia, one of the greatest Gedolim. He was relatively young, and that is why he did not achieve a level of fame and renown as he would deserve. He was a young Gadol, murdered in the Holocaust by the Nazis. Hashem yinkom domo, yemach shemom v'zichom. My Rebbe, the Kloizimog Rebbe, the Divrei Atzev, saw Reb Teva LeDukla as his Rebbe Muvhak. He learned in his yeshiva. And he spoke about him in unbelievable admiration. In his eyes, he was one of the greatest gedolim. And he has to say from Minchas Soilis, similar to the Minchas Chanachal Mitzvahs, and Mitzvah Beis, he writes, Kvar erachti b'tshuva, that a goy shemeso echov machmas mila could become again with tefila alone. Shelo kedivrei achiezer. We don't have that tshuva. So I don't know what this psak was based on, but I already shared with you what I think this psak would be based on. So I mentioned that Tshuva wrote about a hemophilic that wanted to become a ger. So even though in my opinion he could become a ger with tefillah, like the Minchas Soilis, the Tevela Dukla, his name was Reb Dovid Zvi Zeman, and Tevela was a nickname, a kinui. However, halacha lemaisa, I wouldn't dare, but ledati l'Reb Chaim Moisel. I suggested we do milah with a laser beam, and that is what they actually did. So there's no hemorrhaging, there's no major bleeding, so his life in no way was in danger. But there is a drop of blood coming out, and that is enough to be mekayim v'gam at b'dam briseich. That is enough to be seen as Dambris, and that is how we did the Milan Baruch Hashem. He was Zoicha LeDovek B'Yisrael VeLeikonis LeBris as a Ger Tzedek. So this is a very interesting discussion, and we could go on for hours, but I think I gave you some very fundamental Yisraelis and Svoris. As I said at the beginning of today's Shir, the Mishnah says in Perikei Avavos, Asora Nesiyonis Nesnas Avrom Avino V'Yobed V'Kolam, and many times I explained why. Avrom Avino was the giant. You just need to learn the Rambam, beginning of Avodah Zarah, to learn about the greatness of Avrom Avino, and he was the first and only one that found the Kodesh Baruch Hu without being taught by anyone. He had no Messiah. His father Terach was an idol worshiper, and Oved Avodah Zarah. So we would expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless Avraham Avinu with a utopian life of bliss, of blessing, of happiness. It was not to be. one assignment after the other, one hardship, one tragedy after the other. And why is that? Not for Avram, for us. Avram Avinu is first and foremost of Aviseinu Akdoshim.
Kol HaLashon.
The tenets Yonis span and touch upon the entire human experience. Everything one could imagine in the course of Jewish life, all the difficulties, all the struggles, were part of the Asura Nisyonis. Starting off with Lech Lecha, the first wandering Jew. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, leave everything behind, everything you love, everything you're familiar with. Leave your family, leave your social circle, leave your homeland and go. And Avraham asks, where am I going? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you do not need to know. Ela Oretz Asher Arecho, I will show you the way. He packs up and leaves. That was the first Nisoyen. Ur Kasdem, putting his life in jeopardy in the Kivshan Uesh. Physical pain, Mitzvah Smila, when he was 100 years old. Poverty and hunger. And the ultimate Nisoyen, Akedas Yitzchak. Slaughter your own son, as Bincho Esechitcho Asher Ahavto. And all these Nisoyenis, each one of them in a different nature, all to give a koyach for Klal Yisrael throughout the ages. A koyach of Mesiras Nefesh. And that is why the Baal HaTurim writes, V'yuhavto es Hashem Elokecho, b'chol avavcho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol moidecho. And Chazal's interpretation is, b'chol nafshecho, afilo noitel es nafshecho. You need to give away your life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baal HaTurim writes, V'yuhavto is the same letters as Ho'ovois. It is only in the merit of the Avos that we have the koyach to do so. When Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Mosro, Nafshom, LeKedushas Hashem, LeKiv Shanoish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Malachi HaShoreis, Lechu V'Nafshku Sifsoiteim Shel Avoseim Shel Eile Shem Mosro Nafshom Al Kedushas Hashem. They are great tzaddikim, but ultimately it comes from Avoseim Shel Eile Shem Mosro Nafshom Al Kedushas Hashem. Many times I explained the story Chazal said in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin, a Jewish mother, unbearable pain and tragedy. 7 of her children were murdered before her eyes just because they refused leishtachavos letzelem, and they were killed brutally, one after the other. Her youngest child was 7 years, was a child. She hugs him, she kisses him. And she says, Lech va'omarto l'Avraham Avinu, ato okadatu mizbech ha'chod, v'ani akadati shiva mizbechos. What did she mean to say? Did she mean to say, you know, I'm far greater than you are? That's inappropriate, totally inappropriate. Ein odem nitpas al tzarei, but if that is what she was trying to say, why would Chazal tell us? Whatever Chazal tells us comes to teach something. It must be something positive. My understanding is this. She tells her youngest child, you're going to go up to heaven, to Gan Eden. Look for Avraham Avinu. They'll let you in. Those people that gave away their lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mechitzosem lefonim, mechitzosem shel malachei ha'shoreis. Look for Avraham. And in my name say, thank you, Avraham. Ata okadetu mizbeach ha'chod. Thank you, Avraham. Your one sacrifice gave me and thousands of other Jews throughout the Golus the koyach of Mesirus Nefesh. That is my understanding, the Gemara in Gittin. When the Mishnah says, Rashi, Perekei Masechet Avos says, "V'loy hirer achrei midosav shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu." I remember many years ago, decades ago, I once spent time, private time, with my great Rebbe, the Divrei Yatz of the Kloisenberg Rebbe. Wasn't too public, and he was speaking about his suffering and his travails in the Holocaust. He lost a wife and 11 children, and he was left alone, totally alone from his whole family. His oldest son, Lipa, was the apple of his eye. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and the Kodesh Magen had such high hopes. He survived the Holocaust, and he died from typhus after the liberation. And the Rebbe told me, of kan ein rege of chnishmachar or given a chemidois of shalach Kodesh Baruch Hu, not for one moment that I doubt the Kodesh Baruch Hu's ways. And I remember hearing those words, I shuddered, and I shudder every time I remember, and every time I quote those words. So Rashi says, Asor anasyonis nisnas avrom avinu v'yomid b'kulam v'loi hire rachre midoisav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the madrega of Avinu, Avrom Avinu, and that is the madrega of the Divrei Yatzev of the Kloisim Bogerevi. Alavai, we should get there and have some of the spirit of Mesiras Nefesh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should never put us to test like he tested our forefathers and our fathers. We should have the Mesiras Nefesh of Kiyum Mitzvahs, of Simchas HaTorah, of Omer HaTorah, not the Mesiras Nefesh of tragedy and of loss. So Avraham Avinu paved the way for all generations to come, the Koyach of Mesiras Nefesh. I once again beg everyone, please daven for my mother, Moras Fradl Bas Leia, Kodesh Baruch Hu should send her a Refuah Shleima. Have a beautiful day, and we should be Zoche Levasa B'Seres Toivos.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen Mechakeh Lecha Bekol HaLashon 03-617-1111